While educators throughout Maryland face the challenges of virtual learning, arts teachers are in a particularly difficult situation trying to recreate rehearsal and performance spaces online. Some arts teachers in Baltimore City are taking a step back and focusing on students' well-being. Allison Mullenkamp reports for WYPR.
We're going to jump into a little bit of exercise that some of you have done with me before.
Rosalind Cawthon's theater classes at the Baltimore School for the Arts have to get creative about how they'll perform this year. One possibility is a radio play.
The students were really digging it. They're like, oh, this is cool. We could do that. It's like voiceover acting.
Cawthon says her classes are now more academic, focusing on things like script analysis that depend less on movement and facial expression. But so far, Cawthon says more students are in class and engaged than they were after school moved online last spring.
All right, what do we have? What do we have today? Oh, we have 21 amazing students logged on. We have all of their creativity. We have this play by August Wilson that we're studying as our script this year.
One thing Cawthon definitely has less of is time. The usual school day has been shortened to leave more time for office hours.
But we still have to take the time to make sure that we're checking in with our students, we're taking care of them, they're taking care of themselves. What can I do to support you?
The refrain of social and emotional learning rings true for James Childs, too. He's director of bands at Baltimore City College. In the first few days of school, Childs' classes included time for students to talk about what they did over the summer, but also what they're anxious about coming into the fall.
Many of my students are kind of bummed that they possibly may not get the opportunity to come together to actually create music together.
Most of Childs' returning students have instruments at home. Childs says while it's heartbreaking, students who have never played before probably won't get to start during remote learning.
There can be so many things that a child can learn, either learn incorrectly or possibly due to the instrument, and we just can't assess and fix those things over the computer.
Childs is still looking for the right technological solution to hold a full band rehearsal online.
The way that Zoom operates in many platforms like Zoom, you can only hear one microphone at a time. And, you know, whether it's band or choir, you need to be able to hear multiple parts at once.
Rehearsing over video chat is difficult for singers, too, especially with internet lag. Robin Page is choir director at Western High School. She's holding out hope that administrators could approve an in-person choir rehearsal with PPE and social distancing.
What things need to be put in place so that the students are comfortable with what they're doing and that they are not feeling anxious, because that's no way to sing.
Technology could eventually allow for a virtual performance. Students could record their individual parts at home, but Paige says putting all those videos together may be beyond the reach of most public schools.
Getting the technology to make sure that all of the videos and all of the audio lines up, it's a lot of different pieces that have to go into it.
Paige says she's glad to see her students, who are looking for some sense of normalcy.
They're looking for connection. They're looking for artistry. The singing is the salve.
Arts educators are still looking for the solutions that will bring their students back to the virtual stage. But in the meantime, they're looking out for young musicians and actors for what they are, kids. I'm Allison Mullenkamp for 88.1 WYPR.